Welcome to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. Easy meditations to clear your thoughts, brighten your emotions, and change the way you feel. With your host, hypnotherapist Dan Greasy.
Hi everybody, I'm Dan Greasy. Welcome to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. A quick shout out and thank you to all of our subscribers who've supported us through thick and thin this past year. And also to you if you're a new listener. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're having a good day. It's been pretty nice here, and today especially, it's a really beautiful day outside. Because the weather is so nice, I thought it would be great to do a mindfulness meditation that lets us experience all of the natural beauty around us. We have an excuse to celebrate one of the most beautiful seasons of the year, because around here, there is such a difference between late winter, spring, and summer. Of course, I know it's not like that everywhere. In some places around the world, it seems like summer never ends. But it's different where I live, because the outdoor flowers have just a handful of months during the year to blossom and show their fantastic colors. So, let's head out and do a walking mindfulness meditation. It's something we can do on a nice, relaxing summer morning, or any time, really. It will also give us a chance to practice our three mindfulness attention skills: concentration, sensory clarity, and equanimity, all working together during this meditation. We've gone over these in a few of our previous mindfulness episodes. If you'd like a quick review or haven't had the chance to listen to these sessions yet, please feel free to replay them anytime. As a reminder, we're going to focus our attention on three different categories: see, hear, and feel. See includes the things we physically see around us, and also things we see in our imagination. Hear includes sounds we hear around us, and also any sounds we listen to in our mind or imagination. Feel includes physical sensations and also emotional feelings. Each time we focus our attention on something, let's also label it, either silently to ourselves or out loud, as see, hear, or feel. As part of this, it's important to say each label calmly and with an even tone of voice. So, for example, if you're looking at a tree, that's see. Or if you get an image of a bird in your imagination, that's also see. If you hear a bird singing, that's hear. If you say to yourself, "I wonder what kind of bird that was," that's also hear, because you're listening to your internal dialogue or self-talk. If you feel the breeze blowing on your skin, that's feel. If you smell a meadow of wildflowers, that's also feel. Or if you're getting sleepy or feel some happy emotion, that's also feel. One last thing, when you see, hear, or feel each thing, try to be open to the experience, whether it's pleasant or unpleasant, because mindfulness helps in both cases. When you notice something that seems pleasant, mindfulness can help make it more rewarding. When something is unpleasant or challenging, mindfulness can also help you deal with it, so the negative stuff isn't so bad and the positive experience is more fulfilling. If you're having a bad day or having issues with stress and anxiety, be open to and accept the idea that everyone is going to have a bad day once in a while. If the weather isn't cooperating and you're stuck indoors, accept the weather as it is without feeling it's bad or unjust. Instead, you could just practice the meditation inside while you visualize or imagine that you're outdoors on a beautiful summer morning. It's always good to begin with some type of warm-up, and for us, the perfect transition from our everyday experience to a more focused state of mindfulness is to breathe deeply. As you're walking along, take a deep breath and let your senses experience anything that's happening around you. Do you feel a soft breeze blowing on your skin? Are there any leaves moving in the trees? Do you hear any birds singing or kids playing somewhere nearby? If so, you can also label each one as see, hear, or feel. It's a warm, sunny day here, and I do feel that warm sun on my shoulders. It seems the sun is just about as strong as it ever gets. I'll note that warm sunshine with feel. I'll also label that as see because of how vibrant and colorful the sunlight appears as it bathes everything in a golden glow. So I'm walking along a path that doubles as a bicycle trail. Up ahead, there's a fence that's covered with some green vines and flowers. Let's take a look and see what those are. I just need to walk a little bit closer. Okay, now I see that these are morning glories that are growing and intertwining along a trellis. A striking blue color with a yellow center inside each blossom. I'm going to note that as C and just spend a few seconds appreciating the design and the color. Let's keep walking along the path with a lookout for bicycles that might be cruising up behind me. I hope they see me walking along here. Here's a garden with a few different flowers. I'm no flower expert, but it's hard to miss this very colorful group of deep purple petunias. I'll note these as C. So I've just stopped along the bike trail, and I am looking at an entire field of spring flowers. Purple, yellow, violet, white, under the pine trees here. I'm going to walk along so you can get some type of an idea of what I'm seeing. Oh my. Take a look. What do you think? I can maybe hear some birds. Pretty incredible works of nature. Just in a field. Walk a little closer here. It really is amazing how calming and relaxing it is just to look at these. Great colors. Typical colors for spring and early summer where I live with these types of flowers. So, just a quick example of what you can find if you're out walking or biking. You can see these. It just caught me by surprise. I had to stop and show you an entire field of spring, summer flowers. So, there they are. Oh, wow. Look at this. This is a hibiscus plant. And you know, it has incredible color. Big blossoms. If you've seen hibiscus before, you'll see it's pretty spectacular. These red-orange blossoms with a yellow stem in the middle. I know that has an official name for you. You horticulturists, you flower experts in the audience, but you can see there are a lot of little yellow, look like yellow beads, but I know that's part of the flower's pollination. Just amazing to see the build and construction of this plant, of this flower. Leaves are a very summery green color, very strong leaves on a hibiscus plant, at least on this one. And there are some additional blossoms coming. You can see they're just buds right now, but those will also turn into these very large flower blossoms. And I would say in the imperial system, they're probably, 5 or 6 inches across in diameter. Amazing color And frankly, it's not something you're going to see where I live. This is on a patio. This is a tropical flower, I believe, a tropical plant designed for very warm climates. As I said, today we have a very nice warm day, and the plant is liking it because it's humid. There's a lot of moisture in the air today. This certainly would not survive in the winter time in my hometown. Oh, there's an airplane going over. I don't know if you can hear that. I'll note that as here. Together with some birds flying around. Where I live, the temperature in winter gets way, way below 0 degrees Celsius, 32 degrees Fahrenheit. I mean, way below that. We're talking 20 degrees below that or colder, sometimes 40 degrees below those temperatures. So this beautiful hibiscus would not look like this in the middle of winter where I live. But right now, it is enjoying the wonderful summer weather. And I'm enjoying it, actually. What a special treat for our meditation focus. Today, I am not walking as much as I'm out riding my bicycle, but I am still walking because I get off the bike and I walk around a little bit. And here I have come upon a group of snapdragons, miniature snapdragons. These I don't think are the ones that are planted in a garden. These are just growing wild. They've got to be some version of a snapdragon because they look just like it. And yellow, light yellow, and then very, very intense yellow in the center. So I'm just focusing on that for a second. And I'll note that as C. Beautiful. It's amazing how much natural floral color is yellow, it seems, and purple seem to be two of the most popular colors. And these are certainly yellow and very intricate in their design. But as I say, they're just growing wild. I'm actually right next to a boat area, a marina, where boats are stored when they're not in use. When I say boats, I mean recreational craft, not huge ocean liners. And everything from sailboats to, I guess, small yachts. But there's a parking lot that surrounds this area. And growing right out of the asphalt are these snapdragons. So nature finds a way, a little bit of soil, and things take root. So there you have it. I happen to come upon this gorgeous tamarisk bush with its colorful purple lavender flowers. Very ornate in that they're very slim and slender flowers, but colorful? Oh yeah. Very, very colorful. So I'm going to make a note of that, C, and it certainly holds my attention. I also hear a bird tweeting in the background, which you can probably hear as well. And there is a dog barking. So I'll do here to note those wonderful audio sounds. I'm outside later in the afternoon, and I noticed this Amur maple tree, which is right next to a home. And I did notice how the sunlight is, it's late in the day, the sunlight is just hitting the edges of the leaves on this tree. It's fading into shadow in this area here, and a few clouds up above. But it's interesting to notice the gradient transition between the sunlight and the shadow on this Amur maple tree. I just happened to come across this really colorful patch of daylilies. It's actually in a grocery store parking lot, believe it or not, but The yellows are pretty amazing on this. Daylilies have these slender green leaves, but when the sun comes out, the blossoms are very colorful. And I love the way the color changes on the inside, fades to this darker yellow. All right, I'm not sure if I mentioned how prevalent and sometimes common these purple flowers are in summer. It seems like there are purples and lots of yellows walking along a street, and here is an entire field basically of these wildflowers. Nobody planted these flowers. They just go on and on, it seems like, forever. Beautiful to see, relaxing, a great focus for mindfulness meditation, because not only can you see them and appreciate the beautiful color, but you can also smell them. We get really close. There is a beautiful aroma. The bees must be able to smell them, because you can see there are lots of bees zipping around. And then further out, we have some trees. Beyond the trees, there are many, many yellow wildflowers in this area. And again, they stretch on, it seems like, forever. So now I'm looking at a lovely birch tree with some blue sky and puffy white clouds behind it. This is actually a river birch. Beautiful green leaves, not too large as far as the leaf size goes. River birch have kind of an unusual bark in that it is a very curly type of bark, this brownish bark that tends to curl off like this. Focus on the tree and maybe even that patch of blue in the sky, right through the clouds. Can you see that? If you line up the patch of blue with a leaf on the tree, you can see how fast those clouds are moving. They're incredibly high. Up at that height, the clouds are moving incredibly fast. So today I'm at Lake Superior by Duluth, Minnesota, USA, the city of Duluth. And you may know Lake Superior is the largest body of fresh water in the world. And certainly the largest freshwater lake, I think, in the world as well. Lots of sandy pathways leading down to Lake Superior. And on a day like today, where the weather is warm, a lot of bathers out in the water, enjoying the lake. Some puffy cumulus clouds in the distance, typical summer clouds. And the grove of pine trees, of course. Pine trees tend to spring up by lakes for some reason. Very peaceful. And I should always keep in mind my breathing while I'm working with a meditation exercise. In addition to looking at a wonderful lake like Lake Superior and seeing a couple of birds and ducks fly around here, also good to focus on our breathing. So I guess I'll breathe in again and breathe out. And if you're walking at a pretty rapid pace, you'll notice your breathing, absolutely. So I'm really enjoying this view of Lake Superior. And if I had more time, I would walk right down to the lake shore and maybe walk through the inviting waters of the lake. But for now, I'll note, see, and hear the gentle sounds of the water and a few bathers just enjoying themselves in the distance. So right along the boulevard of it's a very busy street. There are poppies planted between the street and the sidewalk. They must like the summer weather because they're all in bloom right now. And despite the fact that I'm not enthralled by the cars. I'll note that as here. And with our equanimity in mind, I'll just accept it for what it is. All right, what else is happening? Oh, here's something lucky. A brown and red colored butterfly just landed on my arm for a couple of seconds. That was exciting. And probably the butterfly was noticing me at the same time I was noticing him or her. Quite a few birds outside this morning, singing and flying through the trees. They seem pretty busy with their daily routine. There's a bright red-breasted robin sitting on a branch and calling loudly to some other birds. I'll note that as here. I'm also going to label this as C for two reasons. I notice and I see the robin sitting in the tree. Actually, he just flew down to the ground. He's pecking away at some seeds down there. But also because I have a memory from last winter of seeing two other birds sitting on a snow-covered bush. I remember how amazing their bright red color looked against the white snow. So I've stopped to notice this huge stand or grove of pine trees that has been planted in a park. And you can see how they're all in a row. Or at least I can explain how they're all in a row, one after the next. Maybe too deep, but quite impressive, and probably serve as a windbreak in stronger winter stormy weather with a lot of snowfall. But I've also noticed one other thing. If you look down here, and I'll have to explain it to you, someone from the parks department, I'm sure, has planted a very small oak tree, very healthy. It's just a baby who will probably survive and be here for 100 years or more. So it's amazing to see this little, very healthy oak tree just getting its start in life. And I don't think I will be back here in 100 years to see it, but who knows? Someone will, and then it will be as tall as these majestic pine trees. So today I'm walking along a path which is actually a very large sand dune. It's all sand wherever you look, but there's a lot of vegetation, a lot of greenery here. And one thing I did notice as I'm walking along amidst the brighter green is a beautiful stand of pine trees. Apparently the pine trees like the sand because they're growing in it. The roots are extended down into the soil and probably water under there. Home to a lot of birds I've seen. And I have to tell you, the aroma is pretty amazing. If you've ever walked through a grove of pine trees like these, you'll know right away by the smell. Beautiful and very aromatic. So I think I'll note this not only as see, but also feel, because the smell is so wonderful. Takes me back to my childhood. I grew up in the state of California in the USA, and a lot of redwood trees, which California is known for, very old redwood trees. Just like any type of pine tree, wonderful aroma from those trees. And these are equally amazing. And getting back to our sandy trail, I think I'll just take off my shoes for a second here. Off. If you've done this before, maybe as a kid, take off your shoes, just walk along this sandy trail. Oh my, the sand is very warm. Very warm. It's kind of squishing between my toes a little bit, but feels amazing. So we'll note that as feel. the warmth. There's actually a sound as I'm squishing along. And I guess I would note that as here, very soft sound walking through the sand. And you can see by the footprints that others have come before us, walking along the sandy path on the sand dune. I'm here in Duluth, Minnesota, USA. It's an area called Park Point, and maybe some of you have visited here in the past. This is a garden that is maintained by the Park Point Garden Club. And they've done a really great job. Here are some roses. Every garden should have some roses, I feel. And these are particularly colorful because they're a bright pink color. And it looks like some are just starting to flower. Yeah, they do smell like roses, that's for sure. And here are some petunias in the garden, the Park Point Garden Club garden. And I was just talking to Carlene, who is doing watering right now. She just watered these. Probably see, I can see they're wet. A close up of some of the shrubbery in this garden. Kind of a maroonish color, brown, I guess it would be. And the garden club has set up a fountain here. It's a bird bath, actually. Birds enjoy that. So it'd be a very restful spot, I feel, to hang out after a long day and just collect your thoughts a little bit and enjoy the natural surroundings and the peaceful sounds. That's about all for our natural beauty meditation this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you'll tune in for our next podcast episode when I will be back in New York City. I'll be traveling through the airport, and this podcast will focus on people who have some level of stress or anxiety and sometimes panic when it comes to flying, getting on an aircraft, walking through the airport. We'll talk a little bit about that. And perhaps find some ways to help that anxiety surrounding airports and air travel. All right, so please tune in for that, and I'll see you then.
You've been listening to the Bright and Clear Meditation Podcast. For more meditations like these, or to contact Dan directly, please visit dangreasy.com or brightandclearmeditation.com. This has been an Achievement Advantage production.